Liverpool come from behind to beat Tottenham Hotspur. They go 6 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Craig Hannon, the mentality monster's out.
John, I can't do this every week. for the good of my health, I can't do this every week. Huge win. Do you know what as well? The Reds were brilliant, I thought. Like, the performance they put in, they absolutely deserved that win. And it would have been a travesty if they hadn't have won that game. And I'm made up that they have. And I'm made up that they get the opportunity to go into Villa with the possibility of, again, keeping that six-point lead. And then going into City and the possibility of going 9 points clear in the top of the league. So it's a huge, huge win. And it's a massive performance and something that they really deserved. And, you know, you talk about mentality monsters, like, that's everything that Klopp talked about whenever he says that term. And some of the performances throughout the team, you look at Fabinho. Fabinho's the best midfielder in the world right now. Look at that performance. Like, Sadio Mane winning the penalty, the guile and the intelligence to get in front of the man and to win that. Liverpool deserved that. Liverpool deserved 3 points there, and a huge, huge win. Seismic win in this title race.
Johnny Millman, as a man with a heart problem, how are you?
A former heart problem.
Oh, he's boxed it. Yeah. Well, until 3 o'clock today.
Till the next one. it was an anxious game, and I think from my perspective, I'm supremely confident in this outfit that Liverpool have got. Everything they need to be able to beat anyone. Last weekend dented that confidence a little bit. I'll be brutally honest that, like, I was overconfident about Old Trafford, probably ridiculously so. And so it made me feel just like that 5 or 10% less confident today. And obviously with them scoring early, wasn't great for the old fucking nerves. But I thought Liverpool responded brilliantly, and I thought in every department we outfought them. I thought there was no point during that game where I was, like, worried that Liverpool weren't going to get the results. I was just more interested in how it was going to happen rather than if it was going to happen, if that makes sense.
I love the crowd as well today, Craig. I've just seen someone on Twitter where, you know, obviously they concede and, you know, the groans start coming out, misplaced passes, people moaning. And then it just felt like on about 10 minutes, everyone thought, ah, fuck it, let's just be arseholes.
It'll be sound on it.